This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Wow, that's some good singing right there. It is Trivia Friday, folks. We're going to have us some fun. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for the Dean of Learning University, Tim Wildman, who will be back in the captain's chair on Monday. And joining me in studio, J.J. Jasper Walker Wildman. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Now, is Tim over in Switzerland speaking to those...
at Davos?
Yes, those with the other nations, to their leaders?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that they're not listening to President Trump. I don't think they would listen to Tim Wildman. I don't think they'd listen to anybody with any sense or anybody who believes in God. So, no is the answer. He's not over there speaking. Actually, he is in Colorado Springs, right, Walker?
That's right. He's in Colorado Springs today. Around lunchtime, he will be recording with James Dobson, Dr. James Dobson.
Wonderful.
For Family Talk. Both my dad, Tim Wildman, and Michael Perkins, who is a film director with our film division. And so they're going to be talking about The God Who Speaks, which is our new documentary set to be released in the coming days. The God Who Speaks, many of you have probably heard about it. And so that's what they're going to be talking about.
That's terrific. Right. Colorado Springs, good time of the year to be out there. So anyway, folks, this is Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University.
That's right, where we make you more smarterer, more betterer. And Walker, more awesomer.
That's right.
More awesome.
And if you want to really be awesomer, then you'll visit our Facebook page. Today's Issues is on Facebook. You can watch the live stream there and maybe answer some questions before others do.
Yeah.
So visit our Today's Issues page.
Now, those answers don't count.
They don't
count. In terms
of
answering the questions. But a lot of times people want to feel like I pressed the button before somebody else and
there
I got it right.
So. And here's the deal. I talked to people who listen and they said, oh, man, I didn't call in. But I knew 3 of the 5 questions, and I just like, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
And so that's good that our listeners are able to play along, even if they're not able to get through on the phone.
That's right. Yell at the radio, yell it out. So, folks, we encourage
that. Well, you can go to Facebook. Yeah, that's a real easy way. You'll absolutely get through that way.
That's right. All right, this is the way we play. Each of us has, through much prayer and thinking, we have come up with 3 critical questions, critical to your thinking ability, and we're going to read these on the air. That's right, we're going to read these on the air and challenge our students to call in and answer and or ask us one of your own, because we are sitting professors and we got a brain in our heads. Don't kid yourself. It doesn't matter what we look like. When you see us on Facebook, we got a brain in our heads. And one of these questions will be a mystery question. And if you call in and answer it correctly, you hear this sound. JJ, what does that mean?
That's the beloved cowbell. That means you win a Learning University t-shirt. Brand new, hot off the press. Now you have to answer the question correctly. And you don't know which of these original 9 questions is the mystery question, but it will be one of the original 9 when we each give our 3 questions here in just a moment.
All right. The number to call in if you want to get on this here show, 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. Our only rule really is that if you've called and gotten on the program in the last 4 weeks, we ask you to wait a week before trying to get on again, because we do want to try and give as many new people the opportunity to get on the show as possible. All right, JJ, we're going to start with you, then Walker, and then I'll give my questions, and then we'll go right to the phones.
All right, first question, which New England state does not have any coastline? Which New England state does not have any coastline? Second question, multiple choice. When did college basketball introduce the 3-point shot? Was it A, 1983, B, 1987, or C, 1991? When did college basketball introduce the three-point shot? Was it 1983, 1987, or 1991?
Great question.
You have to kind of think back, where was I when I started seeing that? You know, what grade was I in, or where was I working? And then last but not least, true or false, the Kia automobile manufacturer hides a fortune cookie message inside every new Kia car that rolls through the assembly line. Is that true or false? The Kia automobile manufacturer hides a fortune cookie message inside every new Kia car that rolls through the assembly line. True or false?
That's great. Awesome. All right, Walker.
Very good, JJ. I'm going to try to top that. We'll see how it goes. The first generation of Chevrolet Corvette was introduced in what year? The first generation of the Chevrolet Corvette was introduced in what year? Secondly, which hockey player has won the most Stanley Cups with 11 wins? Which hockey player has won the most Stanley Cups with 11 wins? Lastly, what was the name of the Hughes H-4 Hercules aircraft that made a single flight in 1947? You notice there I have an aviation question,
right?
And a hockey question.
Yes.
In honor of JJ and Ed.
Well,
I love it.
Thank you, Walker. All right. I've got a bunch of Super Bowl questions, only one in my original three, because Super Bowl is coming up a week from Sunday. So here's my first Super Bowl question. What NFL team has won the most Super Bowls? What NFL team has won the most Super Bowls? And that is the total number of Super Bowls. Second question. The word breathalyzer is a blend of what two words? The word breathalyzer is a blend of what two words? What two words were blended to get the word breathalyzer? Third question, true-false question in honor of my friend J.J. Jasper. A person from New York is called a New Yorker, while a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. Those are true. Here's the true or false. A person from Maine is called either a Mainer or a Maniac. A person from Maine is called either a Mainer or a Maniac. Is that true or false? And that is a tip of the hat to Cindy Sowell of the Sowell Family Pickers, who suggested that. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to go first where, JJ?
Let's go to Sam from Louisiana. Hello, Sam.
Hey, I'd like to answer the question on Pennsylvania, and then I'd like to ask one.
Okay, on Pennsylvania. Which question was that?
Oh, never mind. Which state doesn't have any borderline in the north?
Oh, here's it. Okay, here's the question, Sam. Which New England state does not have any coastline?
Pennsylvania.
No, that's not correct.
That's not a New England.
Pennsylvania is not considered a New England state. But good guess. Hey, do you have a question for us?
What was the original name of the Hawaiian Islands when James Cook found them?
Ooh, that's a good question. The original name of the Hawaiian Islands.
Now, something.
All right, we're gonna talk amongst ourselves, Sam. So don't say yes or no.
Sandwich Islands. Is that somewhere else?
Islands?
Yeah, that's something. That's sort of coming to my mind. You know, I know the Cook fella discovered them, but you already had, you know, the native people there, and they had. It's the only state in America that has a king.
Yes.
It has a palace.
It had a king when it was discovered.
But it still has a palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to say...
I want to say sandwich, but that may be way off.
All right, JJ says sandwich. I'm just going to say it was Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ed.
So we got a couple of different answers. Any of us even close, Sam?
Yeah, one's pretty close.
What's the answer?
Sandwich Island.
Oh, sandwich good job, JJ.
Wow, I am impressed.
Very close.
I didn't even know Hawaiians had sandwiches before
pineapple sandwiches.
Well, you know they contribute to carbon emissions.
Yes, so we read that yesterday.
They'll have to watch it out there.
Yeah. Hey, bud, thanks. Have a great weekend, Sam.
All right, that was a great question. Sandwich Island.
Good job, JJ.
That's amazing how sometimes something will rattle around in our heads for a while.
And
I knew you were from Hawaii the whole time.
No, the sad part is there are things that are sticking up there, and then I can never remember to get milk and bread.
Yes.
When my wife sends me to the store, she
That's
said,
right. You can pull Sandwich Islands out.
You had one job. You know, I sent you for three items, and you got two out of the three.
Yeah, but you can remember Sandwich Islands
out of
who knows where.
From the From the fourth grade.
From the all right, we go to where? Where's our next
North
guest?
Carolina, where Todd's on the line. Good morning, Todd.
Well, good morning to the university. How are you doing today?
We're blessed, buddy. Hey, you're a regular on the Learning University, and we always appreciate talking to you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Todd?
I would like to do both.
Which question do you feel confident about?
Well, I'm going to give a shot to Ed's question about the breathalyzer.
All right. Breathalyzer is a blend of what two words?
I'm guessing breathing analyzer.
Well, it's breath and analyzer. I'll give it to you. That's
good.
That's close
Way to
enough.
Go, Todd.
Well
breath
done, Todd.
And analyzer. So someone said, let's just call it a breathalyzer and just make our day a little easier. So
good.
Great job, Todd. What's your question for us?
Okay, I have a Bible question from the New Testament, and it's coming from chapter 21 of the Gospel according to John. It's talking about the time when the disciples went fishing with Peter. My question is, that chapter names five of the seven disciples that went fishing with Peter. So including Peter, who are the other four?
Is this when they we're talking amongst ourselves. Is this when they go fishing after Jesus has been crucified?
And raised.
And raised.
After the resurrection.
And then,
so they're fishing, yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, guys, let's put our heads together. We can do this. All right, so we got Peter, probably James and John.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Andrew, thinking.
And Peter, and then there's four additional.
Four others.
You're looking for four, so we've got,
I think we've got four.
Peter, so then we need four others. So James, John,
Andrew, who come up with another one that would be fishing. That's the thing. Nathaniel.
You know,
I don't know.
You know the answers Phillip, are posted maybe. Right there in the lobby of the Bass Pro Shop. I wish I could picture that placard.
Hey, I'll throw Phillip in.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll just go with Ed.
We're following Ed's lead.
All right. Well, you actually got three of the five right. You mentioned Peter and James and John, but the other two were Thomas and Nathaniel.
Okay. All right.
Hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of these guys liked fishing, even if maybe they were or were not fishermen by career.
And let me give you a little backstory to that. When they'd be sitting around and having these fishing expeditions, people would say, "You should have seen the fish that I caught," and they'd hold their hands out real fast. Bar and they said it was this big. Thomas would say, "I doubt it. I'm not going to believe it unless I'm actually there." And they said, no, it was this big, but it broke the line. It got off, and I'm telling you, it was this big." Thomas said, I doubt it. Unless I'm there on the boat with you, I'm not going to believe. So they said,
"Where I
right,
can touch it."
Yeah, next time you're coming with us. And that's why he happened to be on the boat that time. That's for those of you that really appreciate deep theology and want to kind of go behind the scenes.
I thought that was from the Message, but sorry about that.
Oh, good.
Well played.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, Todd. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
That's funny. From the Message. It was in the Message Bible.
You know, add a few extra details.
Yeah. You know. Oh, man. Well, we've insulted part of our listening audience, but I hope they can take a joke. All right, where do we go next, JJ?
Let's go to Oklahoma, where Robert is on the line. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, professors.
Robert, are you doing okay? You excited about it being Friday with the weekend right around the corner?
I'm very excited. My birthday is Monday, and so I kind of have a little birthday weekend in store. So
good.
I'm excited.
How old are you? I can ask a guy because guys don't care. Robert, how old are you going to be Monday?
I will be 29.
Great. 29. Oh,
super.
This is last birthday before you hit the big 3-0.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you and early. And do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Robert?
I'll do both.
Which one you feel good about?
Just because I'm curious and I don't know the rest of them, I want to try the true and false about the Kia.
All right, here's the question. True or false? The Kia automobile manufacturer hides a fortune cookie message inside every new Kia car that rolls through the assembly line. I guess, Robert, like they have a Superman placed in every Seinfeld episode. But I want to know, is that true or false on them hiding a fortune cookie message inside every new Kia?
I'm going to say false, but if it's true, I'm looking forward to all the YouTube videos of people pulling apart the Kia.
That is 100% false.
Oh, that's false.
I made it up.
I made it up
this morning.
I knew that if fortune cookies ran all these cars, we would all know it. Because that's what they would be known for.
Oh, taking the fender off or whatever.
Hey,
I hope I've given them a good idea. And here was my rub this morning, Robert. I didn't know how to say they're hiding a slip of paper like you get in your fortune cookie. I thought, I don't know how to really say, you know,
fortune cookie message. So, JJ, are you responsible between the time we started the show and now for all the people who have unscrewed the doors off the cars and pulling out their engines? And
well, listen, if somebody has unscrewed the panel of their door looking for a fortune, there were more screws loose than the ones they pulled off that door.
Listen, there you go.
Listen, I'm going to take a wild detour here, but I'm going to try to tell it very quickly. I worked construction, and two of the guys, Alfred and Sturman, it was like working with Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. They knew everything about skinning and trapping and mechanics, everything. We were out on a job, and our mortar mixer broke, and there was no electricity on the job, and we said, well, it's over. We can't fix it. Sturman quietly goes to his truck, takes his door panel off, takes his door off his truck. He takes springs. He takes brackets. He takes things off the window assembly, fixes the mortar mixer. We work throughout the day. Then he takes his parts off, puts his door back together, and everybody drives home. And I mean, those guys were amazing, but who would think
that's like MacGyver.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, to take the door panel off and say
a little chewing gum,
use this. Yeah, all I need is a paper clip now and a piece of aluminum.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Robert, what's your question for us?
That movie out, The Greatest Showman, about P.T. Barnum. That's a pretty good movie. If you haven't gone seen it, it's good music, good movie. But the P.T. of P.T. Barnum, what does the P.T. stand for?
Well, it's a PT if we can't come up with this.
Which movie is this?
Well, he's talking about the guy that had the PT Barnum, the greatest circus on earth, that for years was his quote that you can fool some of the people some of the time, but all of the people.
No, I think that was a politician. His was a sucker born every
minute.
A sucker
born every minute.
I think.
I knew he had.
Maybe he said the other two. I think that's
I don't think I don't guess we know the PT.
I don't, but everyone ignored my attempt at humor when I said it's a PT if we can't come up with it. Brent Creeley got it, our producer. But all right, what's the answer, Robert? We don't know.
His name is Phineas Taylor Barnum.
Phineas Taylor. That sounds like the name of somebody.
An old name.
Creative.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and do our questions again, and we'll get back to the phones. By the way, folks, you're trying to get on the program, 888-589-8840 is the number to call. It is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman. Your hosts, your professors, 888-589-8840. Let's go ahead and reset our question.
Here's what I've got. Which New England state does not have any coastline? Which New England state does not have any coastline? Second question, multiple choice. When did college basketball introduce the three-point shot? 1983, 1987, or 1991? Then I'll add one. What city did Batman and Robin patrol and keep safe?
Great question.
What city did Batman and Robin patrol and keep safe?
All right. The first generation of the Chevrolet Corvette was introduced in what year? Secondly, which hockey player has won the most Stanley Cups with 11 wins? And what was the name for the Hughes H-4 Hercules aircraft that made a single flight in 1947?
All right, the Super Bowl is coming up in about a little over a week, so I'll be throwing some Super Bowl questions at you this week and next week. What NFL team has won the most Super Bowls? Looking for the total. What NFL team has won the most Super Bowls? I have a true-false question. A person from New York is called a New Yorker. That's true. Here's my true-false question. A person from Maine is called either a Mainer or a Maniac. Is that true or false? And I will add a Super Bowl question What current NFL teams have never appeared in a Super Bowl? What current NFL teams have never appeared in a Super Bowl?
Now, can you give a number to make it a little bit easier?
Yes.
How many?
Four teams.
Good.
Four teams have never appeared in a Super Bowl. All right. We are going to go to Oklahoma. Anna is on the line. I think Anna was left from last week, and Tim promised Anna that we would try to get her on here on this program. So, Anna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Anna. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'll do both.
Which question do you feel confident about?
What NFL team has multiple Bowls?
All right. Which, great. What NFL team has won the most Super Bowls?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Have won six Super Bowls. They are 6-2. They've been in eight Super Bowls and have won six. Excellent.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Are you a Steeler fan, Anna, or do you just you know all things football or what?
It's like a fun fact I read.
Okay. Good.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What unique substance was Boston flooded with in 1919?
All right. What unique substance what?
What unique substance was Boston flooded with in 1919?
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing that. What unique? Did you hear the question?
Doctor, I thought she said doctor, and then I missed the name.
Unique substance was Boston flooded with in 1919?
Oh yes,
Boston flooded.
Yeah, I know the answer to this.
Here's the deal.
JJ knows the answer.
It was bitcoins. But it went by a different name, and it turned out to not be successful. In fact, it ushered in the crash of the stock market, and that's where the Great Depression come from. They said, let's just come up with something all willy-nilly. It's not currency, but there's a fool born every second, according to P.T. Barnum, according to Phineas, and Ferb Barnum. And we're going to just offer bitcoins and see who will buy it.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Listen, it's molasses.
Yes, sir.
Molasses.
Wow.
I remember my dad telling me about this. He wasn't alive, I don't think, at the time, but they had these huge, they were making molasses there. You know, the Boston baked beans, they have molasses. So anyway, they produce a lot of molasses in Boston, and they had these huge tanks like water towers.
Right.
And I don't remember how it happened, some kind of explosion. But the molasses actually flooded down the streets and killed people.
And drowned people.
Right.
Yeah,
wow.
I did see
that. Horrifying.
They had constructed the tank too quickly, and it started leaking and rusting, and it just exploded.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's just, I mean, there's a lot of bad ways to go. That's right up there with them.
You know, Anna, I think that question has heretofore gone unasked on this show until today.
Yeah, I've never heard that question.
And you notice how I just totally tied in heretofore.
It didn't
even go with the sentence.
28 minutes.
But you got it in.
Yeah, but someone on Facebook said, you got to bring up heretofore.
So you did it.
Good. Well, that's a nod to our Facebook friends and making it fun for Anna. Hey, Anna, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR, you and your family. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Anna. I'll tell you what, we're going to, before we go to the break, JJ, why don't you let our listeners know where you're going to be and how they can get you to come to some of their events.
Oh, thank you. February the 24th, Men's Conference at First Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi. Methodist Church event that I can't recall. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. March the 22nd, I'll be speaking at the Pregnancy Care Clinic annual fundraiser in Centralia, Illinois. If you're in the area, you're invited. March the 23rd, Compassionate Pregnancy Center annual fundraiser in Fairfield, Illinois. Folks can go to jjjasper.com to find out more.
If it's going to be in their area or if they want to invite you. All right, folks, it's Trivia Friday. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will go back to the phones.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day. or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
If you like trips where you have to plan everything, then maybe our tour is not for you. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman with American Family Association and American Family Radio. Of course, I'm talking about our spiritual heritage tours of Washington, D.C., Mount Vernon, and then a separate trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. And guess what? We take care of everything. All you have to do is, as they say, show up. But we take these spiritual heritage tours twice a year, once in June and once in September. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation, who is a historian, will be joining us for both tours, and he will tell you everything you need to know about the places, the times, the events that we will experience on these tours of Washington, D.C. and Williamsburg. For all the information, just go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com for everything.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. President Trump received a rock star welcome at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. A standing room only crowd at his speech, lines of people waiting to get photos. His reception stands in stark contrast to the mainstream media predictions. They said the president would be met with protest and condemnation, that his America First policy would fall flat on the world stage. To be fair, there were a few boos, not many, but a few. But once again, the mainstream media misjudged not just the president, but the global community. World leaders understand Trump's language. They understand that a strong American military and a strong American economy leads to global stability. What happened in Switzerland is an economic and foreign policy victory for the White House. But you will be hard-pressed to find any positive news coverage. The president hit a home run, but the mainstream media believes it was a Swiss miss. I'm Todd Stearns.
Wait for it, folks.
I love hearing the theme music from the Gong Show.
Gong Show. That is, you guys know what that song's from?
That no sounds clue. Like an action.
Oh, you action won't. Show. You won't. I'm not going to pick
Starsky
on you.
Starsky and Hutch.
Well, it's close. That's from the theme song from Chips.
Oh.
You remember the Eric Estrada, the motorcycle cops?
My wife, if she's listening, she knows exactly, because she had a crush on one of those motorcycle riders.
Well, I was talking to Brent Creeley, our producer, before when we were picking out the song, and he said all the ladies who remember that show are going to be going, oh, Eric Estrada,
that's the one.
He's so handsome. And, anyway, so that was Motorcycle Cops, California Highway Patrol. That is our theme song as we come back from the break.
And a little known fact, we try to supply you with all kinds of little tidbits. Eric Estrada and Elvis Presley are both working at a car wash, Santa Barbara, California. And so that's pretty interesting for the folks in that area that are able to go through there. And
so you're saying Eric Estrada disappeared just like Elvis Presley? You're not quite saying that, but I don't know. I don't know whatever happened to Eric Estrada. All right, the phone number to call in and get on the program is 888-589-8840. It is Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University.
That's right. And what do we try to make happen for people when they listen into the show?
Yeah, you have to become smarter, better, awesomer, And awesomer is correct English, so I had to add a little to the end of it.
Awesomer is correct English. Okay.
Yeah. So we're raising IQs.
One question.
You can't even measure the IQs. It's too high.
Yes, so. That's right. And we guarantee an increase of one percentage point on your or 1 point on your IQ for every week you listen. We guarantee that.
Absolutely.
Or your money back.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to go back to the phones. It is Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on the program. JJ, where do we go next?
Let's go to Mike, listening in Arkansas. Hello, Mike.
840 is the number to call.
Hey, Mike, we need you to turn your radio down. It's going to cause some feedback because there's a delay. Hello, Mike.
Hello. I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I'd like to try the Batman.
All right. What city did Batman and Robin patrol and keep safe?
Gotham City.
You're exactly
right. That's right.
Nice job. Well,
city
hey, do you have a question for us, Mike?
Yes, sir, I do. Going east to west, do mile markers go up or down? And going south to north, which way do mile markers go, up or down?
Oh, that is a great question.
Great question.
All right, Mike, we're going to kind of talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no yet. We're going to try to figure this out, put our minds together, and that's probably a scary thought. All right, so let's just think about Mississippi. Like, if you're going from Memphis to Tupelo, okay, the mile markers, don't they start at zero and
they
go?
They start at the state lines,
right,
I believe.
Right. So, because that highway from Memphis, that's considered an east-west. Don't they start at one?
Yes.
So I'm saying east to west. I mean,
west.
Wait, west to east. From, yeah. They go up.
Yes.
Would you guys think that?
I would agree with that.
Man, I wish
I'm wondering about the highways that run north to south. Are any of the roads that run north to south? I guess everything has to eventually run east to west.
Yeah. Oh, how about we just say west to east goes up and then north to south goes up?
Good.
I was just guessing.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
All right.
How'd
we do, Mike?
That's for sure.
East to west goes down, south to north goes up.
South to north goes up. Okay.
So, east
but
to
you
west.
Were right about east,
right
to, west.
About east,
east
to west.
East to west goes down.
Yeah, so.
East to west goes down.
All right.
And south to
You're
north
right.
goes up.
Parker was right. When you come into the state.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it depends on which direction you're going.
I think we got both right.
And wait, and south to north goes up?
Yeah, we said north to south goes up. He said south to north goes up.
Okay, now here's how our listeners can learn. Here's how we can remember this going forward. You know, the sun comes up in the east and it sets in the west.
Right.
So the sun goes down. So east to west, it goes down, just like the sun goes down.
Yeah.
And then from south to north, you know, when you think north, you think going up. Mm-hmm. So they go up going
okay.
that way.
Okay,
that's
good.
So now we got it locked in.
Yeah.
So all right. I can get home now after work.
You're not going to have a compass after all. You just keep that little thing in your head.
All right, Mike. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very all good right. question.
Yeah, that was a great question.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
That's a good one.
Well, I think those numbers do something. My father-in-law dispatched a lot of truckers when he was the manager of a lumber yard, and there are some of those things about the numbers of highways that do the same thing, like they're even-numbered and odd-numbered.
Yeah, even-numbered go east-west, odd-numbered go north-south.
Okay.
Because, like, Interstate 40 goes east-west. Hmm. Interstate 10 goes east-west.
There you go. All right.
I-95 on the East Coast goes north-south.
All right.
That would be odd.
Hey, we are learning. I mean, I don't know. This will measure
this
on
the Richter
scale.
Yeah, this is incredible, the learning
yes.
that's going on here.
Let's
All right.
go to TJ in Oklahoma. Hello, TJ.
Yes.
Hey, TJ, did you know that about the mile markers?
Well, I used to be a truck driver, so if I didn't know it, I'd be in a world of hurt.
You'd be in trouble, wouldn't you? Hey, TJ, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I would like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to talk the aviation question.
All right.
I'm actually an aircraft mechanic.
All right, that's my question, and here it is. What was the nickname for the Hughes H-4 Hercules aircraft that made a single flight in 1947?
The Spruce Goose.
That's correct. Well done.
Nicely
Good job.
Done.
Nicely
job,
TJ.
Done.
Yeah, we were. JJ was just explaining during the break a little bit about that. Just a very short flight off the water.
Howard Hughes made it. Was humongous. It was made out of spruce, a type of wood. And the naysayers said it's too big. It's never going to fly. And he was at the controls. And when he was trying to get it to, when you're on the water in a plane, it's called coming up to step. But when he was trying to get it to break through from the suction of the water, it took a little longer. And he's like running out of runway, got air quotes here. And then he finally got it airborne, but instead of just taking off and flying somewhere, he only went up a short while and the controls were fighting pretty much. So he just landed and never flew it again. Hmm. Just one little short hop, and then they just mothballed it.
Yeah.
TJ, wow. How long have you been in aviation?
I actually went to school. I've been working for the Air Force probably 5 years now.
Wonderful. Did you say you're an aviation mechanic?
Yes, I work on the C-17 for the Air Force.
Super. Well, thank you for your service as a contractor, and thank you for listening to AFR.
You got a question for us?
Well, I got a real quick little tidbit about the spruce goose, and then I do have a question for you. My tidbit is, believe it or not, my uncle told me about a book that a lady wrote. She went to a garage sale and found like an old trunk, and in there was all these papers. Well, she went home and started cleaning this trunk out, looking at all these papers, and come to find out it was all the paperwork dealing with the spruce goose.
Wow.
So she actually wrote a book on it.
Wow.
Good grief, man. That's what you know, what people who go to antique stores or go to, flea markets and you buy old stuff. You never know. You hear about someone who buys a painting and one layer underneath is something from, Michelangelo or something.
Exactly. Hey, TJ, it seems like, if I'm remembering this right, that Howard Hughes, he was a little bit eccentric and, rich and famous, worked with the movies and aviation. But it seems like, I remember, he kind of went off the grid. He was tired of the notoriety and just sort of became anonymous and just sort of hitchhiked around for a while. And people have these stories of picking up this guy. And, it was Howard Hughes. But that's something about finding that trunk with those all the paperwork from the spruce goose. That's pretty cool. I hope to see that on Antique Roadshow one day.
What's your question for us, TJ?
Okay. Now, this is a deal with NASCAR. All right. Jeff Gordon, whenever he was a NASCAR driver, had something on his car that no other NASCAR driver had on his car. What was that?
Oh, man. Guys, I have no idea. I'm not a NASCAR.
Do you know if he's a Christian?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering if he had like a fish or
like
cross
a Bible on
like
or something.
Ichthus or something on there.
Yeah.
You want to say that?
Yeah, let's go with that. What's the answer, TJ?
He actually had windshield wipers on the inside of his car, so when he started crying, he could still see to drive.
I was way off. Way off. I tried to spiritualize NASCAR. It didn't work.
Nicely done, TJ. Fine stuff.
I'm a Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan, and Earnhardt, so I had to come up with something to deal with the Jeff Gordon fans out there.
That's
what I came up with.
You did it. Hey, listen, have a great weekend, buddy.
Y'all too. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right.
That was funny.
That is. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday, and it is Learning University. Guys, let's go ahead and reset our questions here this segment.
Here's what I've got. Which New England state does not have any coastline? Second question, multiple choice. When did college basketball introduce the three-point shot? 1983, 1987, or 1991? And then I'll add one. Which fast food chain introduced the Blizzard?
All right. My first question, unanswered. The first generation of the Chevrolet Corvette was introduced in what year? Secondly, which hockey player has won the most Stanley Cups with 11 wins? A new question. Hopefully this isn't on Ed's sheet. I'm not stealing it here, but it's an NFL question. What football team had the biggest scoring comeback in the history of the Super Bowl?
All right, and I've had two questions answered, so here's one of my original, and I have two additional ones. A person from New York is called a New Yorker. That is true, but here's a true-false. A person from Maine is called either a Mainer or a Maniac. Is that true or false?
That explains their state song, Maniac, Maniac.
Well, you should have done it. Here's the deal. I'd love to hear him sing a song. All right, I do have a Super Bowl question. What current NFL teams have never appeared in a Super Bowl? There are four of them. And so if you're a Super Bowl fan, just start going through those teams. Four current NFL teams have never appeared in a Super Bowl. What are they? And I'm going to add another question. I like these questions about blended words. Bionic is a blend of what two words? Bionic is a blend of what two words? All right, Trivia Friday continues. We go now to the phones. JJ, who are we?
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Darla from Minnesota. Hello, Darla.
Hello.
You guys
okay,
still?
So I'm going to answer the football question.
All right, which one?
Which football question?
The four teams that have not appeared.
All right, good. Well, what current NFL teams have never appeared in a Super Bowl?
We have the Cleveland Browns, the Detroit Lions, the Houston Texans, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That is correct. Excellent job.
Well done, Darla.
And look how close the Jags got.
They came
so close.
Man,
they were within a whisker.
That's right. Hey, Darla, did you have to look that up, or are you just that much of a fan?
No, I knew two of them, and the other two I wasn't sure about.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a Detroit Lions fan, so I knew that one, and I knew the one for Cleveland.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Great. Excellent job.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
That's me.
We don't actually have a question for you, but thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for listening to AFR, and it sounds like the Lord's given you some real blessings there, surrounding you with children. What a gift.
Yep, we got twins that are 5 months old and a three-year-old.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for listening to AFR.
You too. Thank you.
JJ, I like how you tied in whisker there with Jaguars. You said they came within a whisker. I caught that.
I saw what you did there. All right, where's next?
Let's go to Kentucky. Aaron is on the line. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Aaron, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
Well, I just had the one I was going to answer pulled right out from under me. So going to switch gears here and go with the biggest comeback.
All right,
that's my NFL question. What football team had the biggest scoring comeback in the history of the Super Bowl?
That was just last year, the Patriots over the Falcons.
That's correct.
That is nice. Wow, way to go.
20-something points, right, Aaron?
Yeah, 20. Well, it was it 28-3
yeah,
or 28-10, something like that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're the team that had that lead, that you said we're so far out in front, and they came back and beat you, how hard is that to go to the locker room?
Yeah, and that was head? Was that? I think that was the first time the Falcons had ever been in the Super Bowl, maybe. And
no, they were in it before Michael Vick took over for the Falcons, so it would have been, I think, 98. They lost to the Broncos or somewhere around there, but they're not there often.
So their fans, in other words, were thinking we've got it, and then have that pulled out. Yeah, if you're on the winning side, you're a Patriots fan. That's one of the greatest moments of your life.
If you're a Falcons fan, it's
one of the worst.
A pretty large comeback a couple week or two ago, weren't they down?
Yes, they were down. I think 10 points in the fourth quarter last week.
Wow,
beat Jackson
in the fourth quarter
last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the Jaguars, sure. Hey, Aaron, what's your question for us?
All right, we'll stay with football and Super Bowl. And there are only four colleges in the United States that have produced both a U.S. president and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. What are they?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Man, these tourism places are missing a chance to put that on their brochure.
Colleges produced a president
and a Super Bowl winning. I have. That's beyond my ability to. You guys have a guess?
We'd have to, you know, if you just think of where a couple of the presidents came from. I know a lot of people don't realize this, but Abraham Lincoln had a stellar football career. He had an arm. I mean, the guy was 6'5", and when
yeah,
you figure in,
end.
You figure in that if everybody would instead of it would looking at everybody else's helmets, then they'd see that big stove top hat sticking up. That would throw them off, and they wouldn't really guard their man like they should.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, you got either. Us, Aaron. We help us out here.
I'm curious though. Yeah. That's a great question.
All right. The one that most people jump to is Michigan because
Gerald Ford.
You know, was always on the Michigan sideline. Tom Brady went to Michigan. That's one. Then the Naval Academy with Roger Staubach, and I can't remember the president. Stanford. Stanford is the other one, of course, with John Elway. And forgive me, I can't remember the president again. And the last one is the University of Miami in Ohio with Ben Roethlisberger, and I believe it was Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
Wow.
So yeah. So we gather from this that you're a real big football fan, just not a big fan of the presidents. So you can remember the names of the quarterbacks, but not the presidents.
I do sports radio for a living, so it's
okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, that's awesome. You ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond? I mean, he's always telling his wife, I've got to watch the game because that's part of my job. So you just have a built-in reason to watch sports all the time, right?
You have no idea how many times I say, look, I hate to stay home and watch this game, but I don't have a choice.
Hey, you know, changing gears a little bit, the University of Miami in Ohio. You know, I've always felt bad for people that were living in towns, and then you're say like, well, I live in Denver, Arkansas.
There's a Philadelphia, whatever. Mississippi.
Right, right. But especially University of Miami, and you know everybody always, then they're going to sunshine and palm trees, and you go, in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, that you'd have to explain that every time when you're traveling.
Well, somebody. And how many high school juniors just not paying attention? They want to go.
Woo.
They want to go to Miami. They're not paying attention. They apply to University of Miami, Ohio. Parents buy them all kinds of beach gear, and then they say, "You're not registered here, son."
Hey, thanks, Aaron. Have a great weekend.
24 in gray. You guys, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's see. All right, let's continue down the phones and our callers. Our students, where do we go next?
Yeah, Mike in Arkansas had a lot of Mikes checking in this morning. How are you, Mike?
Hey, just fine.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question you want to answer?
The Corvette question.
All right. The first generation of the Chevrolet Corvette was introduced in what year?
1953.
That is correct.
Wow.
Well done, Mike.
Mike, I know this is Walker's question, but I'm going to ask you one for bonus points. Do you know where the Corvettes are made and in the same town as the Corvette Museum?
Yeah, Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, that's are you a big fan of the Corvette, or you just have a lot of knowledge of the automobile industry?
No, very big fan of the Corvette. Yeah. Home one.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the coolest. I mean, you're talking about iconic. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vet. What a car.
Mike, you got a question for us?
Yeah, we'll stay with the Corvette theme. In 1953, how many did they build?
I have no clue.
I'd be guessing.
I have no idea. I couldn't even guess.
I'm going to say less than 1,000.
Okay. We're going to go with less than 1,000, Mike, if we can be that vague.
Well, that's pretty vague, but yes, it was less than 1,000. They built 300.
300?
That's all? 300?
Wow.
You know, I got to go out there to the barn and get that one uncovered. I got that thing out there covering up dust, and I said, this thing, I mean, do I haul it off? Do I take it to the
landfill? Since you said it might be gone before you get home.
Who left the barn door open?
Hey, Mike, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You know, I'm not going to be able to finish the last segment I got a Corvette to go pick up. I got to beat JJ to his house.
Well, I'm glad I didn't mention that the whole front seat is filled with Bitcoins. Those things are in the way, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. 888-589-8840. This is Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University. Now, look, I come up with all this crazy, bizarre stuff. This is legit. Bowling Green, Kentucky, that's where the Corvettes are made. That's where the museum is. And they've got some of those, like Mike was just saying, you know, the original ones. They had sinkholes a few years ago, and the ground opened up and swallowed some of those priceless, and I mean priceless, Corvettes. They just fell down into a humongous sinkhole. Some they were able to recover, some not.
Wow.
And see, you don't really think of sinkholes in that part of Kentucky, but just a little farther over, you've got Mammoth Cave, one of the largest cave system in the world. Yeah. So that must have been a little bit of that you got some caves and things going on, had some sinkholes, and swallowed up some of those priceless Corvettes. Sickening for car aficionados.
Oh, my goodness. So right underneath the museum.
Yeah, right underneath the museum. Yeah, and that happened, I say, a few years ago. You know how time flies. Yeah. It may have been 8 or 10 years now.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go back to the phones. We can probably fit one more in, JJ.
Let's go to Tennessee, and I don't know if it's – is it Renee from Tennessee?
Yes, it's Renee.
Hey, Renee. Thank you for listening to AFR and Learning University. You want to ask? You want to answer, ask, or do both?
I think I'm going to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
The New England state that doesn't border the water.
Terrific. Which New England state does not have any coastline, Renee?
Vermont.
Oh! Hey! Renee, you have answered the mystery question correctly, obviously. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does that make you feel? You just won a Learning University t-shirt.
Cool.
All right, well, stay on the line because they're going to want to get your size and your address, okay? Don't forget, after you ask us a question, make sure and stay on the line.
Sure, thank you.
What's your question for us?
It's a joke, really.
Well, that's okay.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What's that, Brent?
I have no idea.
Roadkill?
Yeah, Brent just...
Yeah. What did you say?
No idea.
No idea.
We have no idea.
No idea.
We got that from our board operator, Brent Keeley. Is that the answer, Renee?
Yes, it is.
No idea.
That's good.
Well, I said roadkill because it's going to eventually come across a highway and get hit by an 18-wheeler.
So. Well, and it'll have no idea.
Well, and it was a few weeks ago I was telling you about the fella that very, very much in love, and then the girl just said, you know what, I'm not, you know, can we just be friends? You know, I'm not feeling the same thing. It was a guy who he worked for John Deere. And then when she said so long, he wound up getting a John Deere letter.
Instead of a Dear John?
Yeah.
All right, Renee, we're going to put you on hold, okay? And congratulations, you got the mystery question. We'll get a t-shirt off to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, putting her on hold. Folks, this is American Family Radio. You are listening to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman. We are going to take a five-minute break for news, and when we return, we will reset our questions and go back to the phone lines for the last 25 minutes of Learning University, and we are going to increase your IQ, make you more smarter, more betterer, and more awesomer.
And just let the words of General Douglas MacArthur ring in your ears.
I shall return.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.